Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to live a happy, healthy life. As such, I set the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine, to provide life guidance and help people connect through emotion with their natural inner state of health. With this radio and the help of all our guests and followers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lives online. Listen to your favorite spiritual and master teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. My name is Luciana Stiglitz. I'm the founder of Inner Healers, and I will be your host in this adventure. May you allow yourself to enjoy it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Inner Healers Radio. My name is Luciana Stiglitz, and I will be your host today. Our very special guest is Ambika Waters. She's the founder and director of the Institute of Life Energy Medicine. She's original from San Diego, received a BA from the UCLA and an MFA from the Royal College of Art in London. She completed her homeopathic training in the UK at the School of Homeopathic Medicine in Darlington, North Yorkshire, and she qualified with the Society of Homeopaths in 1995. Her membership was active until she moved back to the United States in 1998. Ambika is the author of 18 books on healing and homeopathy, which she loves writing about. She is the creator of the homeopathic color and sound remedies, which she feels have an important place in the field of homeopathic medicine. Today, we will be talking about the second part on our topic, homeopathy, and how this is considered for her as a life energy medicine. Help me welcome Ambika. Hello, Ambika. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Luciana. How are you?
I'm very happy to listen to your voice and to have you here online with us today.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
In our previous part one interview, you were explaining to us homeopathy for you is a complete medicine. For those listeners who are just joining in, could you please explain what do you mean by this?
Well, a medicine that can be used to encourage life, pregnancy, fertility, that can be used in infants, toddlers, children, young adults, adult people with all their chronic conditions, all the way through to the end of life. It's complete. It serves the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, and it sustains us. It's a sustainable medicine in a time when people see great misery and suffering. This is a medicine that gets us through beautifully, without side effects, without torture, without pain, without suffering. It's a really extraordinary medicine. And when I say it's complete, I mean from top to bottom, from the inside out. It serves us at so many levels. I came to it through psychotherapy, which I had done for many years, and that was like a needle stuck in a record. It just kept repeating and repeating and repeating, and I could not see people getting off their stuff, away from their story, until I came across homeopathy and I saw that it was a great psychotherapeutic medicine. It not only treated the physical body, but it helped restore balance at the mental and emotional level. It could assuage grief and anger and all the emotional garbage that people carry through their suffering. It just brought balance. It brought stability. It brought people back from the edge. So I have great love and tremendous respect for this medicine, which I've been practicing for a very long time.
So people usually, you know, when they have an illness, they go to a doctor in a hospital. Mm-hmm. Can you explain us if there is any difference between homeopathy and medicine practiced in a hospital by doctors?
Well, there is. There's a tremendous difference. Conventional medicine, which we call allopathy, uses heroic doses of chemicals. There's a general belief that came around in the 1950s of better health through chemistry, which means you hit the disease on the head with heavy chemicals and watch it go away. But it doesn't really go away. It just gets suppressed deeper into the body, deeper into the tissues. And it doesn't get rid of, it just suppresses. It's a very suppressant medication. And treatment is always suppressive, from radiation treatment to, you know, to medicine for high blood pressure. It just suppresses symptoms. It does not get rid of them. So one of the things that homeopathy does is it works from the inside out. It creates balance in the vital force, which is the living part of us and all life. And it pushes disease out towards the surface. We have a concept known as the law of cure. The law of cure says from the healing happens from the inside out and from the top down. So you can look at symptoms. Let's say somebody has eczema on their skin. In allopathy, they would treat it with corticosteroids, which push that disease state into the connective tissue, into the joints, from the joints into the lesser organs, from the lesser organs into the major organs. By the time you have suppressed and suppressed and suppressed, you find people with arthritis and chronic bowel disorders, and eventually, if you keep using that medicine, heart disease, and eventually death. It's so suppressant. It's so heroic, we say in homeopathy. It's overkill, overkill, overkill. Where homeopathic medicine goes in there, you match the symptoms with the symptoms that show up in the remedy pictures of our 4 to 5,000 remedies that we have in our Materia Medica. You match the mental, the emotional, and the physical symptoms. You look at genetic predisposition. You look at environmental issues, which are huge today with radiation being a global problem, and toxic waste, and you know, it goes everywhere from vaccination to what people breathe, chemtrail fumes. It's environmental issues are, I think, becoming more and more relevant in how we treat people. But you match those symptoms, you find the best suitable remedy, which we call the similimum in homeopathy, and you apply it in ascending doses. I like ascending doses, starting low, moving up over a period of time to high doses. And you watch symptoms disappear. You watch balance being restored. And usually you will see what we call an aggravation. An aggravation can be a fever. It's not a side effect. Let me make this really clear. Side effects are the result of suppression. Aggravations are what the body has to throw out in order to restore balance. And often you'll see a fever will burn the toxicity that has been accumulated through chronic disease, through stagnation, through medications. It will burn it off. You may see a rash appear. You may see disruption on the skin. So it goes from the inside out. Aggravation starts on the inside, often at the mental and emotional level. Sometimes people get irritable and cranky for a day or two. They may have a headache for a few hours, which can be relieved with homeopathic medicine. And you watch them find stability again, that they know who they are. They know what they're on this planet to do. They are not confused any longer. They've got their memory back, which often goes is one of the first signs of chronic illness. And you see order restored in the economy of a person. Not only are they thinking clearly, they're acting appropriately, they're moving forward in their lives, they've got vitality, they're sleeping well, they're eating well, they're digesting well, they're pooping well. All these things, these vital life signs, start to get restored with homeopathic medicine. It is not a quick fix. It takes time to restore order in the economy. It takes sometimes weeks, sometimes months, sometimes years, depending upon how deep the suppression has gone from allopathic medicine treating chronic conditions or, in many cases, environmental assault. And as I said, that includes vaccination, that includes radiation, which is I'm seeing showing up more and more and more in the cases I treat. I've just made a radiation formula that I'm working on now because I see that radiation toxicity is a major problem. Since Fukushima went down, people suffer from radiation, and it's very destructive to health and to emotions. I don't think we realize the tremendous effect radiation has on our thinking and our feeling function, as well as our physical bodies. So we need ways of detoxing this. And homeopaths are working on this now all over the world. So I hope that answers your question about allopathy.
Yes, it definitely does. Thank you very much. Mm. So in your experience, what would you say is the concept of disease in homeopathy?
What is the definition of disease?
Is that your question? What is the concept? Yes, what is the concept of disease in homeopathy,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, Hahnemann talked about chronic illness. Hahnemann was the founder of homeopathy, who lived 250-some-odd years ago in Germany and in France. And he talked a lot about chronic illness. And chronic illness was a state of deterioration where vitality broke down, created imbalance at physical, emotional, and mental levels. It created stagnation. And he felt that chronic illness was the result of genetic predisposition, the things that got handed down from generation to generation. And when we look at chronic illnesses like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, arthritis, autoimmune, we see the genetic predisposition showing up. And we treat that homeopathically with what we call nozodes. Nozodes are made from live diseased matter that are triturated and potentized in the homeopathic way and follow the concept of life, like treating like. But there is this also a belief that disease is bad. And I think there is something that we need to understand, that often disease will take us to the next level in our life path. Disease usually hits at a time when people are on overload, when they have experienced tragedy, loss, trauma, and they're stuck. They're stuck. And so the body will throw out a disease, a condition, if you will. And you can look at that as bad if you want to be judgmental and punishing, or you can look at that as a gift from your Creator that lives within you, that is showing you what needs healing. Disease comes out in order to be healed. And that's a pretty beautiful concept, I think, that what shows up in our lives is there to be healed. Without judgment, without punishment, without negativity, we allow this presence that we call disease to show us better ways of living, better ways of enjoying life, better ways of looking at what is important for us as an individual. Homeopathy is not a collective medicine. It is not a public health medicine. It's a very individualized medicine. You can say that's a good thing. You can say it's a bad thing. It's been used in epidemics. It's been used in panepidemics very successfully. But the way most of us treat people are as individuals. We treat the person, not the disease. And in doing that, you can really assist a person in taking the next step in their life. I have treated cancer, I've treated heart disease, I've treated diabetes, arthritis, autoimmune deficiency, and what I see every time and what I teach my students is, look at this as a wake-up call, not just to get a better lifestyle and have a better diet, but what is this person, what is the next step in this person's life? And often the question I ask is, if you didn't have this condition right now, what would you be doing with your life? What do you want to do with your life? You want to be an artist, a musician, a singer, a writer? You want to get out and study? You want to help people with their health? What is it, the next step? And if you can show them that, or help them see it, then disease usually goes away pretty quickly with the help of homeopathy, herbal medicine, good diet, exercise, meditation, and prayer. Disease can be alleviated so that the person can take that next step. And I've seen it time and time and time again. It isn't about giving a quick fix or the little white pill. It's about finding your purpose in life and allowing the disease to show you what needs to be healed at every level. It's very much about life purpose. It's very much about spirituality. It's very much about knowing who you are and what you were put here on this earth to do. And I think every one of us on this earth right now has got a higher purpose that wants to be fulfilled. And if disease is in the way, a good homeopath can show a person the next step for them. And that's why I call what I teach life energy medicine.
So what you're saying is that diseases are treatable. But then there's a difference between acute and chronic disease, right? Is it the same to treat an acute disease and a chronic disease?
Yeah, acutes are fevers, flus, sore throats, colds, runny noses. That's an acute. Comes quickly, goes quickly. Very easily treated. Chronic conditions generally relate to, as I said, genetic predisposition, and they are very debilitating. Arthritis, heart disease, mental illness can be considered a chronic disease.
About migraines, for example?
Well, migraines are they're acute when they happen, and they're chronic because they're repetitive. And migraines are very easy to treat once you start to get a handle on the emotions that run that person. You can say, one of the questions we ask is, how long have you had this condition? 4 or 5 years. Well, what happened 4 or 5 years ago? Oh, my dad died. Were you close to your dad? Oh, he was the light of my life. You know, it goes like that. It's not just about the physicals. Don't eat chocolate and, you know, that people will tell you the endless things that create migraines, which can be brought on, but it usually is related to hormones, and it's usually almost always related to an emotional incident, a fear of abandonment, a fear of rejection, suppressed anger. When you can get to the emotional root of it, you have the answer, and you'll find the remedy. You won't ply them with a million remedies to try and treat the migraine. It's very treatable.
So in our previous part one interview, we talked about not overstimulating life force that lives in each of us. How does a homeopath choose the correct remedy, the adequate dose, and select the potency?
Well, that's an art.
I knew you were going to say just those words. Definitely an art.
Boy, does that take time. It takes a lot of study. It takes a lot of patience. And it takes a lot of thinking. You know, don't be so quick to hand over a remedy. Think about what needs to be healed. You may look at a rash and think, well, you have to heal the rash. But in truth, it's what's creating that level of toxicity showing up, and you don't want to suppress it. So thinking carefully about what needs to be healed, what would be the best remedy using all the general information that you have about that person and their condition, and not being cavalier in the application of homeopathic medicine. A lot of homeopaths will give a homeopathic remedy like it was an allopathic medicine, and they create more suppression than they treat. So it takes time, and we all get caught out thinking it's on the physical level. When there's almost 99.9% of it is emotionally based. Go to the core. Go to the source of disturbance. And look. Ask the questions. So what happened? What happened? I once had an amazing case I'll share with you of a person who I'd been treating for many years. By that point, we were into our about our 10th year of treatment, and I knew her story. And one day she was in a strange town for a conference, and she was in a rented car, and she was listening to the radio. And on the radio, they played a 911 call of a child calling the police asking for help. And this child was saying, please, please help me. Please help me. My daddy's beating up my mommy, and he's got a gun. Please, please, please help me. And she was listening to this, and she was really enthralled by what she heard. She had to pull the car over, and she started to develop pain in her diaphragm, right in the area of the solar plexus, but acute pain where she couldn't get her breath. She couldn't, you know, she was gasping for air, and she was in acute pain, and she drove right into an emergency room, just took herself in there and asked for help, and they gave her some muscle relaxants. And that evening she called me, and she said, I just don't understand what happened. I've just been in acute pain. And I said, well, what happened? She said, oh, nothing. It just started. I said, no, something triggered this. Think back. And all of a sudden she said, oh, my God, I was listening to this radio program, and they played a 911 call from a distressed child. Well, this woman had a very similar experience in her life as a child where she was forced to call the police because her father was hitting her mother. She was also on the board of directors of a national child abuse program, and she was acutely affected by this situation. It isn't about giving a muscle relaxant. It's about going to the core of distress and giving the remedy that's appropriate for that distressed child, which in her case was stramonium. And she was able to get the remedy quickly. She had a lot of remedies with her in her first aid kit, and took it, and within, I'm not kidding, less than 5 minutes, the pain was gone. So you think that it's something from the outside? It's often something from the inside, something from our life that needs to be healed. It comes up to be healed. She was not a victim of that radio program. She had actually created that situation to heal more of that distress and fear that she had experienced as a child. You can see victimization if you want. I don't. I see it as a great healing opportunity. It's always an opportunity for healing to happen.
So when we say that homeopathy treats the patient and not the disease, we mean that we somehow create disease as a healing way to solve something that we need to face in that specific moment, right?
Absolutely. But you need awareness. You need to know what's going on. What's going on here? And it takes thinking. It takes reflection. It takes chewing it over. You know, I get in my garden, I'm digging away, or I'm washing the dishes or cleaning the house, or and all of a sudden I go, aha, I got it. And I need time. I need to be alone. I need to chew the case over. I need that time to be with the case, with the person. What's going on here? What do I feel? Am I attracted? Is this person letting me in? Are they sharing their truth? Am I being lied to? Am I being pushed away? How do I feel about this person? You know, what's going on? And I look within myself. So that's what I do. Other people may do a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because as you were saying, it's definitely an art. So in your opinion, in your experience, if a patient needs surgery, would you recommend them trying homeopathy? What is the regular procedure in this case for homeopath?
Well, if somebody has surgery scheduled, then they will, you know, I will give them the remedies that will help them heal from surgery, like arnica and Bellus perennis and Staphylos agria. They're usual remedies for surgery. If they're being given anesthesia, I may add phosphorus. That will help get rid of the the residue of anesthesia in the bloodstream. But if they're coming because they were looking for an option to surgery, I'll give them the best shot I've got. Sometimes women show up with breast tumors, and that's not a difficult thing to treat. I give a high potency of a remedy, and sometimes they'll be frightened enough that they will go ahead, even though they can't feel or palpate that tumor anymore. But the surgeon says, oh, you have to have it taken out. They'll be on the table, the surgeon will slice into them, and there won't be any tumor anymore. That's happened several times. And other homeopaths will tell you those stories too. You don't have to have surgery, but sometimes the body breaks down so much that surgery is the only way to alleviate the destroyed or disrupted function of an organ. And homeopaths have an interesting view on surgery. They're not as opposed to surgery as they are to medication. Sometimes things just have to come out. But, you know, I'm willing to give it my best shot, and it often works, often, more than often. Especially with the tumors, breast formation tumors can dissolve very quickly with a remedy. I always think it's worth trying, definitely worth trying to treat somebody to avoid surgery, because it's so debilitating and it takes a long time to get your energy back after surgery. Long time.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking about acute and chronic diseases. In cases of, for example, an acute disease like a fever, can homeopathy be used in children and pregnant women?
Oh, yeah. I've got a woman who's just ready to pop. I've been treating her since before she got pregnant. She's a doctor herself. And, yes, it's wonderfully enhancing for pregnant women. And there are remedies we use at every month of gestation that help build tissue and formation in the fetus, that help with the elasticity of the ligaments and the tone of the uterus so that labor is effective. There are 18 remedies we use for delivery, and in this case of this woman I'm currently treating, who's coming today, she's about 3 weeks out from delivery, I trained her mother, who is her birthing partner, in how to use these 18 remedies. I've treated a lot of birthing partners, husbands, partners, friends who are willing to take on that role of using the remedies to keep labor on track and to help the baby when it's born. It's wonderful in pregnancy and childbirth, absolutely wonderful. It dispels morning sickness, and she's had a few incidences throughout the pregnancy that were disruptive, and homeopathy treated it almost instantly, because pregnancy isn't acute. It's a 9-month acute, but it's not a disease. You know, it's always it's an honor to bring new life in and to assist women in getting pregnant and in enjoying a good, healthy, vibrant pregnancy. And I love doing that. I wrote my thesis on that. And for children and for babies, for children, there's nothing like it. If a mother is breastfeeding and something happens with the kid, with the infant, we give the mother the remedy and she'll deliver it through the milk. And if she's not, then we give it directly to the baby. We use it with children. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. It will dispel a fever. It will get rid of many of the things that children get in those first 7 years of life. It's a wonderful, wonderful medicine for children, and I encourage mothers to learn at least 10 basic remedies. If nothing else, learn arnica and aconite. But yes, these are, I've taught classes for 25 years for mothers and babies, and it's something I love doing, because it empowers women. It takes them out of the hands of the medical community and gives them a way of treating their children gently and effectively without having to use antibiotics or chemicals. And for that, I love it. I love this medicine for that. It's life-preserving, life-enhancing. I often tell young girls, young fertile women, if they don't want to get pregnant, they need to take precautions because it's a life-enhancing medicine. And I've helped many women get pregnant who had problems with fertility. Instead of using the in vitro method, which is not only costly but highly toxic, try homeopathy and acupuncture first. These are wonderful ways to bring new life in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So how safe would you say is homeopathy? Can anybody go to a pharmacy and choose their own remedies or have them at home and give them to their children, or do they need a prescription?
No, in America you don't need a prescription, but you can only get a certain potency in the health food stores. You can get 6X and 30 Cs almost from any health food store in the United States, England, France, most of Europe, they sell, health food stores will sell up to a 30C. Some may provide you with a 200, but the real high potencies of 1,000, 10,000, 50,000, 100,000, they need to be given by a homeopath, and you need to have a session with a homeopath. You need to sit down and have your case taken. But I encourage all my clients to have at least 10 remedies at home for first aid, because nobody wants to go out to the health food store when they're sick. And those remedies are arnica, aconite, arsenicum alb, bryonia alb, belladonna, ignatia, carboved, nux vom, rustox, and ruda. Those are great first aid remedies, and I teach those in my classes. I want everybody to know first aid. Homeopathic first aid makes all the difference. And You know, people can go to the health food stores now and they can find the list of therapeutics. I have this condition, I should take that remedy. It's not the best thing, but it's not the worst thing either. It does empower people. And those people that say homeopathy doesn't work is that they haven't really given it a try. They haven't found the similimum. If you don't get the similimum, it's not going to work for you. So you have to know what you're doing or have some knowledge of what you're doing. It's not as easy as just looking in a book and saying, I've got herpes on my lip and I'll take Rustox. That's what it says here. I mean, I might prescribe Rustox, but I might prescribe something a little more powerful than what you could get in the health food store. You know, they're both good. Going to a homeopath is, I think, the best thing anybody can do, and having a homeopath as part of your general health care is a wonderful way to maintain health. I offer free treatment for acutes. So if somebody gets a sore throat, a flu, a headache, whatever, I treat that for nothing. That's part of my fees. That's part of what they pay for when they pay for my services. So that's because I don't want them taking antibiotics or steroids. And also the other thing that I do is if people come and they're highly medicated, I help them wean off medication. I think that nothing is more suppressive and damaging to the vital force and to health than these heavy heroic doses of chemicals that people take in copious dosages. The body can find health. The body is designed to find and be in health. And when we use natural medicines like homeopathy, acupuncture, herbs, Reiki, chiropractic, these things are natural. They are part of the spiritual laws that govern life as we know it on our planet and probably in the universe. They follow spiritual guidelines. They follow philosophy that's written in stone and doesn't change. So this is a medicine of choice for conscious people. I always say, choose a medicine that's compatible with your higher consciousness. And this medicine is compatible with our higher consciousness. You can't be conscious and take allopathic medicine. They're totally incompatible.
Right. So you were saying that homeopathy can be used in first aid, in emergencies. Uh-huh. What can you tell our listeners about the contraindications of using homeopathy? Are there any?
Yes, there are. I think you need to be very careful when people are medicated. because medication pushes symptoms down and homeopathic medicine pushes symptoms out to the surface. So sometimes if somebody wants something treated and they're on meds, my job is to get them down off the meds, or I send them back to the people who put them on the meds to get them off. You know, detoxification, treat, get the medications out of the system, detoxify the system, create give them a constitutional remedy, and you'll see things will start to clear up. But that takes time. Sometimes people want it, they just want a quick fix. I don't do quick fixes. I don't. I mean, I help people with through acutes, but they're my clients. Nobody can walk into my clinic or call me up and say, I have this, what do I take? I don't work like that. I really feel that a good case, you take the case, you know this person, you know their general symptoms, you know what makes them tick, you know what their remedies are going to be, and when they do have an acute, you help them through it very quickly. But it's not a cavalier sport. You don't just pop a remedy. You really don't. You can try it. It may work for you and it may not. I believe in good, deep constitutional care for my clients and taking them through to the next step of their life, whatever that is. That's what works for me. It may not work for other people, but that's what works for me personally.
Mm-hmm. So thank you very much, Ambika, for answering all these questions for us, for our listeners who I know are very much interested in this homeopathic topic. We've already done part one, this is part two, and who knows, maybe we can open up part three to enlighten them about your experience with homeopathic color remedies and sound remedies.
Yes,
for our next time.
Yes, I'd love to talk about those. I developed those 26 years ago, and we're now at the point where homeopathic pharmacies are starting to sell them, and they're available to the public. I'd love to talk about that. Thank you.
Thanks to you. Are there any last words you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I believe that homeopathy is a choice, just like health is a choice. And it's a worthy investment to make to take you to higher levels of consciousness, stability, and function. It's a wonderful, wonderful medicine. And I love it with all my heart. I will be a homeopath till the day I pass off this planet. And I encourage everybody to get a book, read about it, get online, read about it. I'd like to send people to my website, which is www.lifeenergymedicine.com or ambikawaters.com. Both of those sites will take you and give you information about homeopathy, the remedies we make and sell to the public, and when our classes, we offer classes in, we're doing a two-year certification course in homeopathy and energy medicine now. We offer courses in the chakras and chakra healing with energy medicine. We offer courses in color and sound, homeopathic color and sound remedies. So we encourage people to get onto our site if they want to learn more. I've written a lot of books on homeopathy, the Homeopathy Bible being one, and homeopathic color and sound remedies being another. So we ask people to open their minds and hearts to the possibility of health and long life and quality of life, more than anything, high quality of life. That's what homeopathy offers. So thank you so much for having me on your show, and I wish you all the best with your homeopathic studies. I think you'll be a wonderful homeopath. And
you're so sweet.
I look forward to talking to you again soon, dear.
Thank you very much, Ambika. Thanks much for being with us today. Big hug your way, and hopefully we will have you back with part three, color, sound, homeopathic remedy.
Good. Look forward to that. All the best to you.
Thank you. All the best to you, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.